This is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State terrorist group said Tuesday, without providing evidence, that it was responsible for a series of explosions in Sri Lanka that killed 321 people and injured hundreds of others on Easter Sunday. Also Tuesday, Sri Lanka's Minister of Defense told Parliament that attacks were carried out in retaliation for attacks at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, last month. A national day of mourning was declared a day after officials disclosed that warnings had been received weeks ago about the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group that's been blamed for the bloodshed. Oil prices reached a six-month high Tuesday after the Trump administration announced it would no longer exempt countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian crude oil. The decision aimed at imposing a complete oil embargo on Iran. Waivers granted to eight countries, including big Iranian crude oil importers China, India, Japan, Turkey, and South Korea, are due to expire on May 2nd. China continues to criticize the decision to impose sanctions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Yesterday, Washington ratcheted up pressure on Tehran, saying it will no longer exempt any countries from U.S. sanctions if they continue to buy Iranian oil. But China says the U.S. is operating outside its jurisdiction in imposing the sanctions unilaterally, adding that the move will only intensify turmoil in the Middle East as well as international energy markets. China's foreign ministry says normal interactions between Iran and other countries are reasonable and lawful and deserving of respect and protection. China was a strong supporter of the Iran nuclear deal, scrapped by President Trump. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Just over a month after a cyclone rocked and devastated part of southeastern Africa, another storm is headed for the area. This is VOA News.